are ready to spread to the world on my opinions on how Black success is going. This podcast is going great already. The day is going great already. You set the tone. The vibes are right. You've got this, Samira. Breaking barriers is your thing. You've got this. People love to hear your voice. You've got this. You've got this. You've got this. Allah, please protect me. Amen. Hi, my beautiful people. Welcome back to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers with your beautiful and lovely host, Samira, hosting this beautiful podcast where we are talking about social beliefs, things going on in the world, you know, life things, girly things. Also, some men are coming on the podcast soon, but we are here to talk about social and societal beliefs amongst the Black culture, and we are breaking that barrier. I am so excited to be back. I love you all so much. Today's episode, your girl is recapping yet another beautiful Black as fuck event that I experienced over the weekend. I went to Essence Girls United Summit this weekend with my beautiful friend Nala, and I'm just so excited to just recap my experience, the things that I've done, the people that I saw, and just the overall feeling that your girl has just, you know, received from that event. So I'm excited to take you all on another beautiful journey through breaking barriers and enjoying another episode. I hope you all are having a great morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to this. Thank you so much for tuning in to another beautiful episode. I hope we can relate on certain topics, and if not, that's cool. But welcome back to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers. So let's recap some excellence. All right, so let's, you know, start the experience from Friday night when my good sis Nala, she texted me about this event, and I had been looking on it on Essence's page and Essence's Girl United's page, and I'm like, oh my god, it'd be so dope if I went. My girl Nala, she's doing like freelance press for a lot of different companies. That's so dope, and I'm so excited that she brought me along to this experience. She sent in the group chat and it was like, would anybody want to go? And so I'm like, yes, immediately. This is perfect for what I want to do. And I didn't have any plans over the weekend, so I'm like, I would love to just be around some great girls, some great businesses, just seeing all the fashion, the entertainment, and just see what other people got going on in the world. And when I tell y'all, I pull up to this event, and it's super, super cute. It was in this facility, I can't remember, I think it was honestly a museum, downtown Atlanta, and it was just like so excited just to see like all the fashion, one, because y'all know I'm a fashion girly, and just to overall see like the lineup and the performances and just the different panels that everybody was going to be talking about. I just really just was just grateful to just be there, to be completely honest with you. So we take this cute picture, check in and everything, and we walk in, and it's hosted by Coca-Cola. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be super cool. It's a cute space. Like, there's like the architecture and like the little design builds that they have for GU Summit. And to the left is like where the panels were happening and so many other like businesses like Delta, American Airlines. And then they had some cute pop-ups outside as well. Like, I didn't check it out until later, but we're gonna get to that when I get to that. So meanwhile, I'm inside. Checking out the venue, getting our wristbands and everything, and I'm with the press. So that was just another like manifestation that I was just like, yeah, I'm on the press list. I just love that. Even though I was a plus one, I genuinely felt like it was like an experience of my own, that I was like actually the one that was just like, wow, I'm really like about to cover this story. So in such a creative way, because this is allowing me to be creative in the best way possible. But I was just exploring the venue with my girl, and then we go to one of the stations. It was like a beauty shop or the beauty section or whatever. There's a girl doing nails, which I love, and then to my left is a homegirl doing haircuts, and then adjacent to her is a girl doing teeth jams. First of all, I'm like, yes, I'm loving all this like female oriented empowered businesses popping off and that just got so much visibility at that event. I adored it so much. So we go outside. It's like a little area, the beauty shop, and then you go outside and upstairs to another balcony. There's video games, there's photo booths, there's a black, beautiful DJ outside, female DJ, bringing the jams on the outside court. And then they have food trucks, they had Slutty Vegan, they had this cereal, like milkshake bar, and then they had this health food spot. But y'all know, I'm going to give me some Slutty Vegan when I wanted to get some Slutty Vegan. And I just loved how everything was like complimentary, which was absolutely beautiful because, you know, like, of course, you're still showing love to the businesses, which gave them exposure, of course. But, you know, just providing to the community and providing to specific events, like those blessings are going to come back to them. So I just loved it. But y'all know I'm a potato girly, so I went to Slutty Vegan and I got me some fries and a burger. So yes, that's what I did. But after that, I really wanted to get those little tooth gems. Let me actually find her Instagram for y'all, because I got me a cute little tooth gem. Y'all probably saw it on my Instagram, but if you didn't, go check it out. It was super cute. So her Instagram name is, I think her name was Kat, but her actual Instagram is at KVLT Beauty. And it's a girl. She has like pink and purple hair with a hat. Just to let y'all know. yes, but I got like a really cute, like small green little tooth gem. It's super cute for my personality. Like, I just loved it. Everybody looks so cute with their like iridescent ones, but I was the first one that got color. So I was like, yes, I'm different. But I actually stopped by to get my nails done. She was actually only doing one finger, but it's such a cute accent. The way I'm looking at it right now and the way it's going with everything, super cute. My girl Lisa, her Instagram is, shoot, y'all, if I can find it. Oh, we was chatting earlier. Let me just go to that. Her Instagram is Lyra Lux. At LYRALUXE Nails. She's in Connecticut, unfortunately. But sis was showing out. She has such a cute vibe. Her nail, like the way she does nails, was bomb. Y'all go check out her Instagram. So we was chatting about that. We was chatting about New York from the one time I went to New York. And I will be back. Yeah, we were just chatting it up and talking about how she got to the Essence event and how we kind of related on like going to like certain events like this for the first time. It was just beautiful because we kind of like connected on that. And I've been reading Essence for years. Like, my mom had all the magazines, like Jet, People, Essence, you know, all the beautiful like black magazines, even though I'm not sure if People was like an actual like black magazine publication, but we're not gonna talk about that. Anyways, we connected on the fact that we were at an event like this together. So yeah, next time she's in Atlanta, who knows, she might be doing my nails. But I just love the whole vibe of the whole like event. And the first panel I actually went to was the mental health panel, and they had this beautiful black therapist. I really do wish I remembered her name, but now I'm going to have to go to the Essence's Instagram. Y'all, I'm kind of all over the place today. I don't know what's going on. I've just had like this really big boost of energy that I just had to like record this podcast, and it's just fresh on my mind. And I just loved every moment and every part of the fact that I got to experience this. Okay, let me find her. Beautiful black therapist. They had so many people on this lineup, y'all. Regine hosted, which was dope. She did a great job. Okay. Her name is Amber D, licensed professional counselor and founder of CEO Black and Female Therapist. Amber D. And her Instagram is The Amber D. D-E-E. Not me giving the promo to them. I'm just so excited that I got to experience this. Even though it was just for a couple of hours, like, I really just enjoyed the fact that I was around so many beautiful people and they just got to like talk about certain things, be vulnerable, and have the opportunity to share like stories amongst each other. So that panel was great, and I do have a couple of clips from that panel that I'll probably end up putting onto the reel of this podcast. But I really enjoyed that, and y'all know I'm such a huge like mental health advocate, even though I have not necessarily reached out or gotten a therapist per se, like secured a therapist, but I do intentionally plan on doing that in the near future. But we just touched base on like the vulnerability within the social media space in general, and just having distractions and actually checking up on your people and being there for them. Because I know like this past week, or just this year, honestly, the past 2, 3 years have just been so like crazy, especially with the whole panorama or pandemic, whatever y'all want to call it, going on. But yeah, it just really touched base on reaching out to your people, loving on your people, and just actually asking how they are, how their mental health is. Because it could literally be a day or a few days where you really don't know how people are feeling or how actually are mentally inside. Like, you can want to ask somebody a favor that day, and it just might not be their day. So I would just say intentionally go about how you speak to people and how you want to question your questions to people, and actually ask how their mental health is, because they might need you more than you need them. So I definitely suggest that. And please go listen to my last episode last week called Approaching a New Level in Life. And I definitely talk more about being there for your people and just intentionally showing love, because you never freaking know. So I really enjoyed that panel. I want to say her name is like Donna or something. Let me not get this wrong. Let me actually look her up, because she mediated the panel, which was super great. But yes, check out Amber D for your therapy or advice, or I'm not exactly sure what all services she's providing. But yes, Black people deserve therapists. Black people deserve mental clarity and having just a straight and narrow way to express their feelings and to be vulnerable. We deserve that to the maximum. Like, when I say I really enjoy this, I was just like, I am just so happy and grateful to be here, and just to see that the amount of people, the amount of like Black men and women that were relating to me, it just in that moment, it was just like so beautiful. I really enjoyed it. Okay, so the next panel I actually saw later on in the event, it was basically talking about diversity in the community. So on that panel was Ayoki Simmons. Great, great, great person. Love her. And a few others. Dang, y'all, I am not together right now. It's only because I'm looking through their Instagram. Okay, Ayoki Simmons, Alicia Desole, and Jessie Wu. Alicia Desole, you've probably seen her on a couple of things on Netflix, and of course a lot of things dealing with all things Black and Latina, Latin culture. And Jessie Wu is an actress. You've probably seen her as well. But they definitely talked about being within like the Latin space, as well as being Black, and just having that cultural diversity within the community, and how sometimes it can definitely be hard within this space, because sometimes stories can be relatable, but also some stories can't. And I want to say Alicia said this. She was like, when I was growing up, because I want to say she's a little bit younger, she's probably like 22 or something like that. She was like, when I was growing up, I never really saw people that looked like me, of course. And she was like, someone asked her in an interview what would she want to do later on in life, and she said, I want to have more representation, the people that look like me. And I really just enjoyed the fact that all other the creatives, they were obviously of mixed descent or just Black in general. And it was just really young, really lovely young ladies. Y'all know Paige Hurd. She was just on the HBO show with the spinoff of Power. I think it's, I don't remember, y'all. that's besides the point. And they were just really speaking like to me in a sense, even though I am not mixed with of any Latin descent or any other mixture. I'm just, you know, Black that I know of. But I just really loved how they said that the community within this generation especially has come together and just really brought out diversity within the community, especially the creative space, because everybody's story is different. And she touched base on how it can be so saturated in this industry, which it is, but everybody has a different story. Everybody has a different outlook on life. Everybody has a different outlook on fashion, or whether it be podcasts or opinions on politics or whatever. Everyone's story is different. And she talked about how, as well as other females, talked about how coming together can definitely make a difference within building that in community and having that certain engagement that you want. So that really stuck to me, because I was like, even though I am 25 and I'm still young as hell, I have just like thought about the whole comparison thing and have going into such a saturated industry, like creating more YouTube videos or doing my podcast or wanting to do more in fashion or just being creative overall. So I've just been trying to just step out of my comfort zone and just know that I am one of one and that my story is my story, whether I'm trying to translate it or not to people. But this podcast is definitely something that has actually helped me be more vulnerable and helped me within the podcast community to just spread my word, spread my opinions, have my goals towards what I want to do in life, and just overall be amazing at what I want to do and how I intend to go about it. So I don't know, a lot has just transpired through that weekend alone, because I know that this podcast is doing such amazing things for me, even though I have like 10 listeners, or I don't even know, like the analytics will show, and I'm still brand new, but I just know that the diversity and the change that I am making on my podcast is going to reach somebody in this world, and I just want to alleviate the pain and the fear and the regret that I have made sometimes just not getting on here and recording the podcast, because I love this podcast and I know other people love this podcast, and that I know that I can spread my word and that they can relate as well. So I just appreciate the fact that this experience has helped me build my podcast and helped me grow my voice and do what I deserve to do in being creative within the fashion world, within the podcast world, within me spreading my word through fitness or just anything that I want to create. I know that I am owning it, and I know that it is my community to build and not anyone else's, and for my story to tell and not anybody else. So yeah, y'all, I be preaching. I just be going on like word vomits, and I just be preaching to myself sometimes, but those two panels really stuck out to me within the Essence GU Summit, and I just want to say thank you, Allah, for blessing me with that opportunity. Thank you so much, Nala, for bringing me to that experience and allowing me to let my creative wings fly, baby. Because when I tell y'all, I met some bomb creatives and just overall genuine, like, Black women of my age, maybe a little bit older as well, but I connected with three lovely ladies over the weekend, especially, and I just generally enjoyed their presence. Let me find their Instagrams. I know one girl's name was Sydney, another girl's Sarah and Omi, I want to believe that's how you say her name. Yes, I met my girl Sydney, Sarah, and Omi. Beautiful women. We were just talking about how, you know, because one of the girls, she told me about her experience with working within different corporations and just going to different events and just being around different creatives. We talked about how I was just so like fearful sometimes to just be like, yeah, I'm an editor. I love to edit. So why not do that as a profession or add that within my stream of creativity? And she was like, yeah, I do YouTube. And we connected on the fact that, like, we kind of took a pause at that and just how much we just genuinely love to create and just to share the stories, whatever it may be, on which platform. And we connected on YouTube because y'all know I posted YouTube videos like back in 2017, 2018. I just kind of took a long pause. But when I look back at it, I've literally vlogged and videotaped probably not everything that I do, but just like core memories that I genuinely love. And I'm just like, why have I not never uploaded this? Like, why have I not taken the time to upload things and experiences that I want to share? She was like, yeah, I completely understand. Like, I took a hiatus for like a long time and I'm just now hopping back into it. We were like, she literally told me, she was like, you just have to do it. Like, just do it. There is space. There is space. I literally said, you have to check out my episode on creating space at the table because I am wanting to create a table. And I am creating a table, actually. And I told her about how I intentionally would want to like build my own marketing firm or just have an umbrella for a lot of entrepreneurs for my podcast and just overall creativity within like graphic design, fashion, and have other small businesses under my umbrella as well. Yes, we connected on that because she is a creative as well and she is a mogul as well and she is only 22. So shout out to my girl Sydney for us having that conversation, us having that connection, and just relating on things, all blackness and in the creative space, and just generally, like, thank you for sharing your story, and I appreciate you absorbing mine, and just so that we can connect. But now we have each other's numbers, and we are following each other on Instagram, and I'm so excited to create. My girl Omi, check her out. She's a makeup artist as well. She's a makeup artist. She also has her own clothing design. She is a creative. So check out her page. And my girl Sarah. I don't even know if I can call these girls my girls. Like, I literally just met them, but I'm gonna say my girl. She's a model. She's a beautiful creative. And just y'all go check her out. But just like those small moments that I took from that event literally brought so much joy to my heart because otherwise, like, sometimes I can just be an introvert and just get like really shy with introducing myself. But I was like, look around you, Samira. You are literally in the space to talk to people and connect and potentially walk out of here with a job. I didn't, but I walked out of there feeling so light with a smile on my freaking face, with so much experience, so much intentionality, so much inspiration. Yeah. So I was just super excited to be in that space. And I literally just looked around and I was like, yeah, have that moment. Connect with those people because one day you won't be able to tell the story. And look at me. I stepped out of my comfort zone. I did what I had to do. Y'all, the way I just love to express the fact that I am getting out of my comfort zone and that I am actually taking a leap into what I want to do, to what I intentionally plan to do, and just build the life I deserve. And you know, failure may come, but that's okay. I'm just gonna keep on moving. And keep thriving and just focus on me, focus on what desires me, focus on what pleasures me, and do me. Y'all know I'm all about doing me and just living the life I deserve. But you know, yeah, those connections really brought me together. And I'm just so happy that I met them and that I got to connect. So, yeah. I am going to probably talk about the pop-ups now, because it was like a little small venue, but it was a lot going on, which I loved. They had so many beautiful small businesses there. They had some cute boutiques. They had like a modeling agent there, which was so dope. They had this place. Oh my God, you guys, y'all know. This is why you deserve all of your flowers. You deserve your flowers. Gift yourself flowers because I went to this, they had this place called Full Bloom by Lauren. I'm thinking, oh, maybe we have to pay for this. But no, there was like a bunch of flowers, like all types of flowers there. And we just got to pick out 5 to 7 stems of flowers and create our own bouquets. Y'all probably saw it on my Instagram as well, but it was so pretty. The business is Full Bloom by Lauren. She's in Orlando, Florida. So check her out if you're in Florida. So it was beautiful. I just love the whole aspect of gifting yourself flowers because you always deserve them. You don't need someone to give you flowers. It'd be beautiful and nice of them to, but give yourself the flowers because you deserve them. You are blossoming in your own way. So why not have some flowers by your side to blossom with you? And make sure you water your flowers and water yourself. Because if you don't water yourself, you're not going to grow. And that's on that. If you don't water yourself, if you don't fuel yourself with greatness, with intentionality, with affirmations, moving your body, keeping the blood flow, whether it be music, whether you be smoking your little blunt, whether you be hanging out with your friends, going for a nice drive, going for a nice walk, watching a movie, doing self-care, but gift yourself flowers, give yourself grace. You deserve to relax. You deserve to smell the flowers. You deserve to grow, baby. Like I say in every episode, I'm talking to myself as well, but you deserve to grow. Check out these beautiful small businesses and do what you gotta do. There was also some body butters there that I definitely love to check out. Made a connection with her as well. They are La Blue Serenity. So LABLU Serenity. They have body butters, they have body oils, they have body scrubs. Y'all, I smelled this one pineapple one. I said, ooh, I'm gonna have to get this. And then there was one that kind of smelled like my dad. And I was like, this would be nice for my mom. Maybe she would want this. So yeah, those are a few small businesses that I stopped by throughout the summit. And one thing that I also love that was right next to the flower bouquet station was they had a wellness den. They had yoga mats, they had a lady instructing classes, and they had like a little meditation area as well. If I wasn't wearing those tight ass jeans and a tight top and boots, y'all know I would have hopped in and did me a little yoga. Because y'all know I'm a yogi. I love to stretch my body. It's a privilege to move my body. It's a privilege to stretch my body and let blood flow and fuel and strengthen and grow. But I just love the whole aspect that they had that because tying into the whole mental wellness and mental health aspect of the panel. Just to have that outside with a nice breeze next to the flowers was beautiful. I loved every aspect of it. Essence, you know what you're doing. But right next to that, actually, it was just like a whole cute outdoor patio type vibe. They had these different color, like cardstock. It was kind of like paint strips. But they just had us write great things to ourselves, beautiful things to ourselves. And just stick it on a wall. You can either write your name on it or not. But I wrote two of them down. And I said, being black and being you is beautiful. And my other one said, you are more than plenty, babe. Lately, I have been talking great things into my life, great things into myself every day, into my body, and just allowing myself to just be. To just be, because I'm authentic, and sometimes I don't feel that, but I just know that I am. So, just having that experience and actually just writing, letting the pen flow, and just saying, you are more than plenty, babe, just gave me the extra boost. Not even the reassurance, because I already knew, just gave me the boost to continue to be more confident in what I am doing. I was at that event for a reason. I had those experiences for a reason. I was surrounded by so many beautiful people and beautiful businesses for a reason, for me to get that exposure and for me to spread the word to people, for me to come on this podcast and let you all know how my experience went. So you are more than plenty, babe. You are beautiful. You are strong. You are more than capable of doing anything that you want to do. Just keep your head high. Do what you gotta do. And keep going. Don't give up. Try new things if you want to spark joy. Don't try new things if you don't want to if you want to settle. But we never settle. So trying new things have just been my thing lately. And I've just honestly sparked joy in the fact that experiences have always been my thing. But experiences, just being around people and sharing a story, is something that definitely sparked joy in my mind, body, and soul this weekend. So yeah, I hope I'm not really missing anything as I'm looking through my Instagram stories and stuff like that from the weekend, but there were just so many great panels, so much beautiful like essence around, no pun intended, but just the aura, and just to see the amazing like Black people and Black businesses to come together and just enjoy the moment, enjoy the fact that we get to come together and spread the word for young Black females who are growing in this industry, who are wanting to come up in this industry, and just give great exposure to other businesses around the world and be beautiful and Black. I thoroughly enjoy this experience so much. As you all can tell, I walked out with such grace. I had my head held high and a smile on my face, and I just thoroughly enjoyed the fact that I was able to experience anything and everything within that moment throughout that day. And let me tell y'all, when I woke up Saturday morning, I went to the gym, had a great workout, which also boosted my endorphins and just my confidence throughout the day. And I got in the car, I had gotten ready for the event and everything, and I literally was on the way there. I literally was saying, great things are going to happen today. No matter if it's small or big, I just know good things and great things are happening today, creatively, for me, for others, and just my overall environment is going to be blissful. And that's exactly what Essence did. And I had never been to like an event like that, and I just loved it because it was like, I don't know, it kind of like gave me the perspective of like what it was like to be an influencer. And I'm not even like really trying to be that, like I'm just an overall creative, but it just gave me the space. And like going back to speaking things into your day, into your mind, you have to intentionally speak it and believe it and just flow with it. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed that moment and that day. And even though it rained at the end of the night, I got home and I was just so happy that I got to experience it and just invite new things into my life, into my journey. And I woke up today, had a beautiful Sunday. I woke up today, Monday, and did Pilates and just woke up strong. And I've been at work and I just got super inspired to record this beautiful podcast. And I just want to say just thank you for you all letting me be creative. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for just showing love and being supportive of me. Otherwise, I wouldn't really, if I didn't have that support, I wouldn't have been able to do this podcast. So I just see it going places. I know you all do too. I just wanted to spread the word about my beautiful weekend from Essence Girls United Summit 2022. I will be on a panel next year. I will be speaking. I will be hosting something next year, mediating a panel. I will be doing something of sorts. Inshallah. I love you all so much. Thank you all for supporting Breaking Barriers. Be sure to follow me as Samira_Bia143 on Instagram and on TikTok and on Pinterest. Be sure to follow my clothing brand at Seamless by Sammy, and to follow this podcast on Instagram and TikTok at Breaking Barriers Pod. I love you all. Go be great. You are creative and you've got this. See you next week.